The frenzied, quote, scramble for Africa, unquote, of the 1880s stimulated the beginnings of Zionist colonization in Palestine. As European fortune hunters, prospective settlers, and empire builders raced for Africa, Zionist settlers and would-be state builders rushed for Palestine. Under the influence of the credo of nationalism then sweeping across Europe, some Jews had come to believe that the religious and alleged racial bonds among Jews constituted a Jewish, quote-unquote, nationality, and endowed the so-called, quote-unquote, Jewish nation with normal national rights, including the right to separate existence in a territory of its own and the right to create a Jewish state. If other European nations had successfully extended themselves into Asia and Africa and had annexed to their imperial domains vast portions of those two continents, the quote-unquote Jewish nation, it was argued, was entitled and able to do the same thing for itself. By imitating the colonial ventures of the quote-unquote Gentile nations, among whom Jews lived, the quote-unquote Jewish nation could send its own colonists into a piece of Afro-Asian territory, establish a settler community, and in due course set up its own state, not indeed as an imperial outpost of a metropolitan home base, but as a home base in its own right, upon which the entire quote-unquote Jewish nation would sooner or later converge from all over the world. Quote-unquote Jewish nationalism would thus fulfill itself through the process of colonization, which other European nations had utilized for empire building. For Zionism, then, colonization would be the instrument of nation building, not the byproduct of an already fulfilled nationalism. The improvised process of Jewish colonization in Palestine, which ensued, was hardly a spectacular success in spite of lavish financial subsidies from European Jewish financiers. By and large, Jews were more attracted by the new opportunities for migration to the United States or Argentina than by the call for racial self-segregation as a prelude to state building in Palestine. The objective of escape from anti-Jewish practices prevailing in some European societies could be attained just as well by emigration to America. The objective of nation building, which alone could make the alternative solution of large-scale colonization in Palestine more attractive, was still far from widespread among European Jews in the late 19th century. The failure of the first sporadic effort to implant a Zionist settler community in Palestine during the first 15 years of Zionist colonization, 1882 to 1887, prompted serious reappraisal and radical revision of strategy. This was accomplished by the First Zionist Congress, held at Basel in August 1897 under the leadership of Theodor Herzl. Haphazard colonization of Palestine, supported by wealthy Jewish financiers as a mixed philanthropic colonial venture, was from then on to be eschewed. It was to be supplanted by a purely nationalistic program of organized colonization with clear political goals and mass support. Hence the overall objective of Zionism, formulated by the Basel Congress, quote, "The aim of Zionism is to create for the Jewish people a home in Palestine secured by public law," unquote. It is worth noting that from the Basel Program of 1897 until the Biltmore Program of 1942, Zionists preferred the euphemism, quote-unquote, home, to the clear term, quote-unquote, state, which would have been certain to arouse opposition in many quarters. But in spite of public assurances to the contrary, Zionists were aiming from the outset at the creation of a settler state in Palestine. At the conclusion of the Basel Congress, Herzl wrote in his diary, quote, "If I were to sum up the Basel Congress in one word, which I shall not do openly, it would be this. At Basel, I founded the Jewish state. If I were to say this today, I would be met by universal laughter. In 5 years, perhaps, and certainly in 50, everyone will see it." Unquote. In addition to defining the ultimate objective of Zionism, the Basel Congress made a diagnosis of the special character and circumstances of Zionist colonization in Palestine and formulated a practical program suited to those special conditions. Three essential features in particular differentiated Zionist colonization in Palestine from European colonization elsewhere in Asia and Africa and called for Zionist innovations. 1. Other European settlers who had gone or were then going to other parts of Africa and Asia had been animated either by economic or by political imperialist motives. They had gone either in order to accumulate fortunes by means of privileged and protected exploitation of immense natural